From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Authorities say at least three people died as a result of a strong earthquake that shook Indonesia's densely populated Java Island just before midnight Friday. Two adults were killed in a collapsed house, and a third adult died when she fell running out of the home. It was not immediately clear how many people have been injured. A mosque is among the buildings badly damaged. This imam said they had planned to renovate his mosque before it was leveled by the earthquake. He said all of the people sleeping in the mosque managed to escape unharmed. The magnitude 6.5 quake struck about 200 kilometers away in Jakarta, the capital. Buildings swayed there. The earthquake triggered a tsunami warning for parts of Java's coastline that was lifted about 2 hours later. Indonesia sits on the Ring of Fire, a seismically active line of faults in the Pacific Ocean where many earthquakes and volcanic eruptions occur. Lawmakers in Peru have initiated impeachment proceedings against President Pedro Pablo Kuczynski over alleged corruption. Opposition lawmakers filed the motion against the president on Friday, saying he was morally unfit to lead the country after he resisted calls to resign over the alleged corruption. Kuczynski vowed to fight on and not resign, denying there was anything improper in his consulting business, receiving previously undisclosed payments more than 10 years ago from a company at the center of the country's biggest corruption scandal. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations Children's Fund says that more than half of the South Sudan children have suffered abuse, trauma, and hunger over the past 4 years of the war. Released on the fourth anniversary of the start of the war, UNICEF's latest report paints a gloomy picture of childhood in the Central African nation. We get more from Lisa Schlein.
The figures in the report make grim reading. The UN Children's Fund reports that more than 2,300 children have been killed or injured since South Sudan erupted into conflict in December 2013. And among those who are living, it says around 3 million have very little to eat. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouyrak says more than 1 million of those children are acutely malnourished, including 280,000 who are suffering from acute, severe malnutrition.
The child suffering from acute malnutrition is a child who is at risk of dying, at least 9 times more likely to die than a child who has a correct nutrition.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Australia's first legal same-sex marriage took place just outside Sydney on Saturday. Australia became the 26th nation to legalize same-sex marriage just over a week ago after an overwhelming vote in favor of the bill passed through Parliament. Local media reported the couple was exempt from the normal 30-day notice period after the NSW Registry of Births, Deaths, and Marriages gave them a dispensation, that is, on financial grounds. Later on Saturday, another same-sex couple will wed in Melbourne. Top entertainment executives have agreed to found and fund the Commission on Sexual Harassment and Advancing Equality in the Workplace. The establishment of the new group follows the recent avalanche of allegations about sexual misconduct and inequality in the entertainment industry. The commission will not seek just one solution, but a comprehensive strategy to address the complex and interrelated causes of the problems of parity and power. Anita Hill has been tapped to chair the newly formed group. She was one of the first people to introduce to the public the concept of sexual harassment when she testified back in 1991 against Clarence Thomas at his Senate confirmation hearing for the Supreme Court. Hill said, "It's time to end the culture of silence." She added, "This moment presents us with an unprecedented opportunity to make real change." And two Sierra Leone health workers who survived Ebola suing their government for allegedly mismanaging funds during the epidemic. They're seeking financial compensation and acknowledgement that their rights were violated. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.